We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The lonely, the alienated, the sad, and the angry. In every country torn by strife, violence, and hardship, men and women are drawn to extremist leaders, promising to take on the enemies of their people. In America, some of our lost souls respond in a similar way to the call of influential voices, but instead of militant preachers or radical clerics, every single night in America, they can listen to our own angry advocates of division and conspiracy. Confused, angry people hear the call of these voices and take on the camouflage of warriors to threaten and even kill civilians. The radicalized Republican Party and the twisted people on TV who speak for them use the very same language of intolerance and rage to provoke those alienated people, actively pouring kerosene on the fire of social unrest. And until we all reject these poisonous voices, the result will inevitably be escalating violence and tragedy.
Just saying. Now's your chance to resign from the Republican Party. Now is your chance. So everyone is talking about Liz Cheney as if actually insisting that elections are free and fair in a democracy, actually insisting that 60 different court cases rejected the arguments of the Trumpers that the election was somehow tainted or not honest or was stolen or was somehow needed to be negated or cleared from history, that her saying that somehow makes her a hero amongst Americans. No, 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 no. You know what you're watching here? What you're watching here is a clash of dynasties. What you're watching here is the devaluation of the Cheney name versus the devaluation of the Trump name. They're going at it with each other while we're left out here trying to pass some laws and some legislation that would literally protect us from having our elections stolen from us by Republican legislators in various Republican states who would replace secretaries of state, who would replace vote counting and other things. You know, we have a president right now, Joe Biden, who is, by all accounts, a decent man. If you look around, you will see that Joe Biden is very good at logistics. Okay, we know that because you've got millions, tens of millions of vaccinations, hundreds of millions, actually, of vaccinations being deployed and going into people's arms. We're seeing the rate of COVID come down dramatically. We're seeing the rate of hospitalizations come down dramatically. We're seeing death in the United States by virtue of COVID come down dramatically. This suggests to you that we had a problem with logistics under the last president because he probably didn't know how or give a damn. You can assign a reason there, maybe both. But now we have a president who's very good at logistics and who's very good at marshaling the awesome powers that a president has at his disposal in order to vaccinate a population against a pandemic. And so we know Joe Biden is very busy doing the right thing over there. He's also engaged in trying to pass big infrastructure packages that would alleviate so much of what plagues the United States in the way of anger, bad income, low household income, hunger in our children, things of that nature. And he's meeting a completely obstinate force known as the failed policies of conservatism. You see, conservatism is what led us to this place. Here in a nutshell is how it went. Ready? Failed conservatism. Spending trillions on war, not spending anything on the future, the redistribution of our tax dollars from those of us who pay into the Treasury to those whose money makes money, okay? The redistribution of tax dollars, the deregulation of industry so that instead of having many industries doing the same thing, many companies doing the same thing, we have one online shopping place. We have, you know what I'm saying? We have one or five media companies is what we have. Conservatism is a failed ideology. Conservatism spends trillions of dollars on war and nothing on the future. Conservatism spends their time. I have to do this. I'm sorry. This is really obnoxious, but I have somebody who likes to type during the show. And if I don't mute my entire computer, then I'm going to hear that. But let's just regroup here, okay, shall we? Conservatism spends millions, trillions on war. It advocates for things like torture. It redistributes wealth to the very top, telling you that it will trickle down. It tells you that you should rage when you're left behind against the people who are not advocating to leave you behind. It is illiberal in its very existence. It couldn't work. It didn't work. And guess what it produced? It produced a very angry population. It produced a rage machine. It produced Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has produced authoritarianism. And that is how we got here. And Liz Cheney is part of the reason that we got Donald Trump in the first place. And so there is zero reason to say Liz Cheney is heroic or anything that would expunge her from her responsibility for this road that this country traveled to get to Trumpism. And now all of a sudden, she's denouncing Trumpism and saying that our democracy itself is on the line. Well, that's true enough. Our democracy itself is on the line because of conservatism. Our democracy itself is on the line because you do have voter suppression efforts in 43 states that are being done and engaged in and signed into law by conservative Republicans. You know, Ron Death Sentence, the Florida Republican governor, just minutes ago signed a piece of legislation that will limit the ability for people to get their ballots in the mail, that is going to require them to know that he changed the law so that they will have to reapply to get their mail-in ballots. Most people in Florida especially do not know that they're going to have to reapply to get their mail-in ballots, especially our seniors. They won't know. They're just going to think that their ballot is coming, and when their ballot doesn't come, they're just going to say, oh, I guess I don't get to vote this time because I didn't get my ballot. I don't know why I didn't get. They won't know. But guess what he did? When he signed this really restrictive piece of voter suppression legislation, he only gave the vote signing media opportunity to Fox News. So the only network that covered voter suppression efforts here in Florida was Fox News. So state business being covered by state TV is very authoritarian, and that's where conservatism has led us. So why in the world is Liz Cheney suddenly against Donald Trump?